Hi folks, it's Tim Kitchen here again for another Edu Chat, and this time we have Larissa Warren, who's an Adobe campus leader from Queensland. Larissa, tell us what you do in Queensland.
So I have been a senior art teacher for almost 20 years. I am having the year off from teaching, but I'm still doing casual work and doing some artisan residencies in local schools. I am technically working as a ceramic artist this year and exhibiting.
Yeah. And I've seen some of your work over the years, Larissa, and it's amazing work. So not just are you an incredible educator and have been for many years, but you are an amazing artist and you have brought joy to many lives over the years with your incredible artwork that you do for adults and for students. So, yeah, wonderful. Larissa, you're at home. How many children do you have?
I have two. My youngest, Oscar, is 7, so he's in year 2. And my daughter is 10 and she's in year 5.
And Larissa, both of your children are at home at the moment. They're school-aged. And the last two EduChats that I've had are with teachers, and one of them was also a parent. This conversation is going to be pretty much based around what it's like being a parent during COVID-19 and how you're coping with the online schooling system. So tell us, just tell us a story about what happens each day with you and your children.
Okay, so it's based in Queensland. Definitely Education Queensland has had to really quickly come up to understanding how to work online. So the private school systems for many years have been working with OneNote and other online devices. Ed Queensland haven't. So my daughter has just moved into OneNote resources this week. So this is the first time she's ever really worked with a computer. She's doing pretty well, and I was able to help her with that because I've done a lot of those resources. Up until that time, and also my son, who's in the younger years, basically we're working off resources being sent to us via email. And even those emails have been crashing and not arriving some days. So I am a high school art teacher, but I have definitely kind of pulled out what resources I have and adapted some stuff. Yep. And let's just say if there's been some days where we've been out gardening or they've been in the studio with me, I've still calculated them as school days.
So they're lucky kids to actually have an educator as a mum. Not every child has an educator as a mum. What are you hearing about with your other friends, maybe who aren't from the education world? How are generally things going?
I think they're calmer than me because I'm overthinking everything. I'm not sure. I think it comes down to the individual child too. I have two very diverse children. My youngest has got autism and his learning has to be adapted. And my eldest is actually in a scholars program, so she doesn't actually want me to tell her anything. But no, my friends, it's been good that they've actually been given, we've been talking and reflecting on it, but some of them are quite calm because they're like, look, it's just a short amount of time. This is not really going to make much impact. And I know that, but I don't always think that when we're amongst everything. And just don't think, you know, if you're a high school teacher, you've got no primary school skills or strategies. Trust me. That's how I feel.
As a parent of a son who's got autism, is this time, how's that been going for him? Would he much prefer to be at school, do you think? Or is this time where he's having one-to-one tuition with you, is that working out really well for him?
So it is interesting. Within the first 2 days of homeschooling, I was able to very, very finely articulate exactly where his learning issues were. And I think sometimes in a class of 29, 30 students, it might take the teacher months to do that. So that became very clear for me. And in that first few days, I was actually quite excited about the challenge. And then I started homeschooling. He loves being at home, but the change of routine is not good for him. So a lot of parents with children with autism will tell you that routine is really important. And I do worry about the transition back to school. That's definitely a big thing. But yeah, going back to realizing his skill levels, like, you know, I've realized he's actually absolutely amazing at math, but the literacy and the problem solving around it, you know. So there's lots of areas. I certainly am not going to go back to his teacher, though, and tell him what I've learned, because, you know, they know what they're doing. But, yeah, I really need him to get back into routine for my peace of mind as well. So I won't tell you about the tantrums and the other things involved, but, yeah.
Have you been able to establish some routines at home for him?
So we only work 2 hours. I start at 8 and we finish at 10. Yep. That's it. I feel like it's more like the Band-Aid situation with him. My daughter will work longer, and then I'll kind of try and catch up with her around midday and have a look at what she's doing, and I have to tell her to stop. But, yeah, I think work really early. We sometimes around about 9 o'clock or so get the email from the teacher with the work, so we might be working a day behind her. The school wants us to keep them posted and email pictures back. But, yeah, and I've also had to realise, you know, that first hour I'll get great work out of him. The second hour I'll be pulling his head off the desk. He's exhausted and he should have a break, but he doesn't want a break. He wants to keep going.
Now, Larissa, everything that you've been talking about is pretty much related to asynchronous teaching. And, of course, a lot of educators around the world are doing a mixture of synchronous and asynchronous. Is there any synchronous teaching happening in Queensland that you've seen or within your context?
The majority of the private schools I know are online teaching and they're engaging with their kids.
In a synchronous model, so in real time?
I think what they're doing is they're having about 10 minutes of a video time and talk, discussion, questions, and then they'll go back to their online platform. So they're still actually playing out the timetabled lessons.
Okay, yep.
And I'm kind of glad I'm not doing that as a teacher myself right now with my kids.
Yeah, it'd be exhausting, yeah. And so everything that's happening within Education Queensland, within what you've experienced anyway, is very much an asynchronous model.
In the primary sector, it is. I know in the high schools they have been trying to connect visually, particularly the arts, because you kind of need to see what each other are doing, yeah.
Any idea what tools they're using to do that?
No. MS?
Microsoft Teams?
Microsoft Teams.
It's a very popular solution. Now, Larissa, in terms of the world of Adobe applications, which ones have you found and which ones have your children found the most helpful during this time?
On a day-to-day basis for myself and my own work, I use Photoshop Express app every single day. I just find that so useful. But, I mean, I'm also a Photoshopper. The latest app that we've been using with us is really fun, and because we started the good old isolation garden about 6 weeks ago, so we've been using Rush, which I absolutely love. So we've been using that to document the growing and me digging the garden out of the hill. So that's been really great, and I love the fact, so my daughter does a lot of my video work in the studio as well, so I'm now teaching her to edit as well.
Great. Yeah. So kind of jumped up from Spark Video and gone straight into Premiere Rush. That's great.
Well, yeah, but we still use the Spark Video has been really good, particularly for my son, who was mentioning the second part of his learning stage. He gets really tired. And I kind of stopped myself from forcing him to write his answers down. So now I've been actually recording them. So the next stage was he has to present some ideas, and the teachers asked for some things to be, some evidence of the work to be provided, and he likes the idea. He's actually excited, and he will do the work if we do it in a presentation mode like that.
Oh, that's good.
And he's very good at video games and things like that, so I don't have to show him much. I mean, those Spark programs are very self-explanatory, and they just flick a few buttons and see what happens. Yeah.
Larissa, thank you so much for sharing your what's going on in your world at the moment and sharing your artwork with us. And we wish you all the best during this time of isolation. And yeah, just keep doing what you're doing. It sounds like you're doing a great job. How long do you think it is before Queensland students will be back at school?
So they said originally it would be the 20th of May, I think, when they return. So five weeks out of the term two. Things are, you know, we've got some restrictions lightening up this weekend. We're able to go for picnics and bushwalks and things like that. We'll be really appreciating the teachers when the time is up.
Absolutely. And of course, teachers should be appreciated all the time, and they'll be extra appreciated when everyone goes back. Well, thank you again, Larissa, and we appreciate your time.
No worries. See ya.
See ya.